Hi, my name is Frank.
Hi, my name is Tina.
Hi, my name is Lisa.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out,
a radio show all about the library,
the Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
In our introduction this week, you heard the voices of Tina, Frank, and Lisa, three students in the Learn class at Summers Corners Public School. You'll hear from them again later in the show. I'm Julie Berry, host of Check It In, Check It Out at CHPD 105.9 DeBrigg in Aylmer, Ontario. On Remembrance Day, our country invites us to reflect on the sacrifice of soldiers who have fought and died in the course of military service to Canada, and to honor those who are currently serving with the Canadian Forces. Remembrance Day, in my heart, is to remember the terrible loss of life during wars, but it is also a day for me to remember how important it is to work for peace. I'd like to share with you a story called Tell Me the Weight of a Snowflake. There's a coal mouse, a dove, and a snowflake in this story, and you need to know that a coal mouse is a kind of bird. Snowflake, a coal mouse asked a wild dove. Nothing more than nothing, the dove answered. In that case, I must tell you a marvelous story, the coal mouse said. I sat on a fir branch close to the trunk when it began to snow. Not heavily, not in a raging blizzard. No, just like in a dream, without any violence. Since I didn't have anything better to do, I counted the snowflakes settling on the twigs and needles of my branch. Their number was exactly 3,471,952. When the next snowflake dropped onto the branch, nothing more than nothing, as you say, the branch broke off. Having said that, the coal mouse flew away. The dove, since Noah's time, an authority on peace, thought about the story for a while. Finally, she said to herself, perhaps there's only one person's voice lacking for peace to come to the world. I like that story. It gives me hope. It makes me think it's worth it for every single person to do what they can for peace, because who knows when it might be that one person, that one snowflake, that one nothing more than nothing that will make the difference and bring peace into the world. Libraries are great places to find stories, and stories are wonderful, entertaining ways to learn about the world. But there are other kinds of books to be found at the library, too. There are books full of facts about anything you are interested in. Sarah Newdorf, a library lover from the Springfield Library, found a book about her favorite subject, and she wants to share some information with you. Can you guess what Sarah's favorite subject is? Here's a sound to give you a little clue. Sarah's favorite subject is whales. Sarah's brought this book, Amazing Arctic Animals, over, and she's going to read about the beluga whale. All about the beluga whale. Baby name?
Calf.
Size at birth?
130 pounds. 5 feet long.
Size when it's full grown?
1,000 to 3,000 pounds. 12 to 15 feet long.
Favorite foods?
Crabs, clams, squid, fish, shrimp, octopus.
Which one of those things would you like to eat?
shrimp, but not the rest. It's kind of yucky.
And the enemies?
Polar bears, killer whales, humans, sharks.
Thank you very much, Sarah Newdorf.
You're welcome.
Do you have a favorite subject? I doubt if you could think of a subject that the library would not be able to help you with. If there's not a book on the shelf about your favorite subject, they could order it from another library. If there's not a book about it, they could help you find information about it on the computer. And the great thing about the library is, if you can't find the information by yourself, the library assistant can help you. It's what they do, those library assistants. They assist. It's time for a story. Curl up in a big, soft chair, or sit on the kitchen floor beside the refrigerator. Wherever your radio is, just make sure you are comfortable and as cozy as can be. Books are for reading, right? Oliver Jeffers is the author and illustrator of The Incredible Book-Eating Boy. Henry loved books, but not quite like you and I love books. No, not quite. Henry loved to eat books. It all began quite by accident one afternoon when he wasn't paying attention. And there's a picture here of him, and he's got a popsicle in one hand and a piece of paper in the other hand, and he accidentally puts the paper up to his mouth. He wasn't sure at first and tried eating a single word. Next, he tried a whole sentence, and then the whole page. Yes, Henry definitely liked them. By Wednesday, he had eaten a whole book. And by the end of the month, he could eat a whole book in one go. Henry loved eating all sorts of books, storybooks, dictionaries, joke books, books of facts, even math books. And he was going through them at a fierce rate. But here is the best bit. The more he ate, the smarter he got. He ate a book about goldfish, and then he knew what to feed Ginger, his goldfish. Before long, he could do his father's crossword puzzles in the newspaper, and he was even smarter than his teacher at school. Henry loved being smart. He thought that if he kept going, he might even become the smartest person on Earth. So he kept eating books, and he kept getting smarter and smarter and smarter. Went from eating books whole to eating three or four at a time. Books about anything. Henry wasn't fussy, and he wanted to know it all. But then things started going not quite so well. He was having nightmares where books were trying to eat him. Henry was eating too many books, and too quickly at that. He was beginning to feel a little ill. But here's the worst bit. Everything he was learning was getting mixed up. He didn't have time to digest it properly. It became quite embarrassing for him to speak. For example, there's a picture here where he's saying 2 plus 6 equals elephant. Suddenly, Henry didn't feel very smart at all. More than one person told him he should stop eating books. So Henry gave up eating books and sat sadly for a long time. What was he to do? Then after a while, and almost by accident, Henry picked up a half-eaten book from the floor. But instead of putting it in his mouth, Henry opened it up and began to read. And it was so good. Henry discovered that he loved to read, and he thought that if he read enough, he might still become the smartest person on Earth. It would take just a little bit longer. Now Henry reads all the time. Although, every now and then, but I can't read the rest of the words because somebody's taken a big bite out of the corner of this book. Speaking of eating things you ought not to eat, here's another story about a person who ate way too much of the wrong things. I Know a Shy Fellow Who Swallowed a Cello is written by Barbara Gariel and illustrated by John O'Brien. A cello is a musical instrument that looks like a big violin, and it sounds like this. I Know a Shy Fellow Who Swallowed a Cello. I don't know why he swallowed a cello. Perhaps he'll bellow. I know a shy fellow who swallowed a harp. Not so sharp to swallow a harp. He swallowed the harp to jam with the cello. I don't know why he swallowed the cello. Perhaps he'll bellow. I know a shy fellow who swallowed a sax. Hard to relax when you swallow a sax. He swallowed the sax to jam with the harp. He swallowed the harp to jam with the cello. I don't know why he swallowed the cello. Perhaps he'll bellow. I know a shy fellow who swallowed a fiddle. No time to twiddle when you swallow a fiddle. He swallowed the fiddle to jam with the sax. He swallowed the sax to jam with the harp. He swallowed the harp to jam with the cello. I don't know why he swallowed the cello. Perhaps he'll bellow. I know a shy fellow who swallowed a cymbal. Not so nimble to swallow a cymbal. He swallowed the cymbal to jam with the fiddle. He swallowed the fiddle to jam with the sax. He swallowed the sax to jam with the harp. He swallowed the harp to jam with the cello. I don't know why he swallowed a cello. Perhaps he'll bellow. I know a shy fellow who swallowed a flute. That was a hoot to swallow a flute. He swallowed the flute to jam with the cymbal. He swallowed the cymbal to jam with the fiddle. He swallowed the fiddle to jam with the sax. He swallowed the sax to jam with the harp. He swallowed the harp to jam with the cello. I don't know why he swallowed the cello. Perhaps he'll bellow. I know a shy fellow who swallowed a kazoo. Strange thing to do, swallow a kazoo. He swallowed the kazoo to jam with the flute. He swallowed the flute to jam with the cymbal. He swallowed the cymbal to jam with the fiddle. He swallowed the fiddle to jam with the sax. He swallowed the sax to jam with the harp. He swallowed the harp to jam with the cello. I don't know why he swallowed the cello. Perhaps he'll bellow. I know a shy fellow who swallowed a bell. The teeniest, tiniest, petite cascabel. Well, his belly it wiggled, his belly did shake. It rumbled and tumbled, it quivered and quaked. It rocked and it rolled, it swiveled and swelled, and all on account of that wee little bell. So he belched and he burped, he turned shades of yellow. It seemed he was doomed, that very shy fellow. He weaved and he wallowed. He stomped and he yelled. Ah! And the next thing he knew, out jingled the bell. Then out buzzed the kazoo, out tooted the flute. Out crashed the cymbal, that noisy galoot. Out flashed the fiddle, out sizzled the sax, out strummed the harp. He played to the max. Well, he bellowed, that fellow. That fellow did bellow. And last but not least, out cha-cha'd the cello. I feel hungry after reading about all that eating. Although I must say, I'm not going to be eating any books or any musical instruments anytime soon. Well, all you library lovers out there in Radio Land, we have run out of time. My funny bone is poking me in the side. Ow! Because she needs to laugh. Here's a good one. What do you call a fairy who hasn't taken a bath for a very, very long time? Stinkerbell.
The show wouldn't be possible without the generous help of the Elgin County Public Library
and the Maninot Community Services of Alma, Ontario.
We also like to thank all the folks at Radio Dibbitting.
You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 105.9 Radio Dibbitting. I'm Julie Berry. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful week.
Good day, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. I hope you have this program geglaicht. Axe and Mary Ham, and Axe Schof by the Elmer Library. We have a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and you can crack day what you want for. They are all new. The open stunden are on the library daring to sign. Ye can phone nandok phoneama as 589 zastroy aint aint fire zas no extension aint null ning van yut noch my information field. Bitte kump nan and zeit wat vi han in unser libraries tum yunt and unifamilia mat halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.